We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, fantasy football players. Get the inside info to win your league this week right now. Our expert, Paul Charchian, is here to take your calls right now at 855-830-8648. Now, from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com, here's Paul.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels' show is on the air, and we are so glad to have you. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us, because we certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Something got you down? Sniffles, cold, flu, whatever it happens to be, they can help you out. They can do it with Care My Way. Call them 844-CARE-WAY, 844-CARE-WAY. Maybe get you a prescription sent to your pharmacy of your choice in your area right over the phone. It's that simple. If they can't help you, they don't charge you. Pay for play, if you will. Kind of like an incentive bonus in many of these football contracts. If they can help you out, they get paid. If they can't, they won't. And they shouldn't. Marshfield Clinic. Go to marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of me. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, it's that time. Time to get your fantasy football questions in. Paul Charchian is on the line with us. Charge, how you doing, buddy?
Can they clear up herpes? Asking for a friend.
Wow, there's a way to start out the program. I don't know if they can clear it up, but at least maybe they get somebody to come over and pop all that crap for you.
That'd be great. Thank you. That'd be fantastic. So I can't do one of these bits without everybody asking me about Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson. So for once, I get to flip the script here. You tell me, what's a reasonable statistical expectation? Let's start with Aaron Rodgers. What kind of game do you expect here from Aaron? And what are the risks?
I expect maybe a 95 quarterback rating. I expect a couple of touchdown passes, maybe 220 yards, maybe throwing it.
That's it.
220, 250, somewhere in there. I don't think he's going to bust out with a 350-yard game,
okay.
Especially against this type of defense. I think they're going to run the ball probably upwards of 22, 23 times. I think you're going to see some play action, trying to get him on the edge to where he's going to stay out of harm's way. But you are going to see him paying attention out of the corner of his eyes where Julius Peppers is. And as far as Jordy Nelson goes, I'm saying 6 to 7 catches, 65 to 75, maybe 80 yards, and a touchdown pass.
All right, so you think Jordy goes right back to being where he was before the injury?
Well, everybody knows Devontae Adams has emerged, so I think he's going to start drawing more and more coverage. So you go to what you know. You go to your safety net, and that's been Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb.
All right. Interesting. It's I think the only real risk, I think he hits the ground running.
Let me say this, Charge. Yeah. One other thing. Yeah. Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if they still do it to this day because I haven't seen it in a while, but they used to ride to work together, okay?
Yeah.
So Jordy, we all know, even though he hasn't come out and said it, he's been a great team player. He's had a level of frustration. He had 21 out of 22 games in which he had a touchdown pass thrown to him from Aaron Rodgers. And he hasn't had any under Brett Hundley. So I'm sure if they're riding to work together, Aaron Rodgers is getting out of the truck yesterday going, I got you, buddy. I got you.
You got to figure that's the case, right? It's funny. I was thinking, I didn't know that they rode to work together, but I was thinking the exact same thing that, you know, you got to figure Jordy's in his ear. Like, look, you know, can we undo this? He was averaging 3 catches and 20 yards a game. That's it. It was ridiculous. So under Hundley. So you figure he goes back. He was over a touchdown a game with Rodgers. So let's hope that's the case. I'm taking a little bit of wait and see. I feel really good about Rodgers. I'm taking more of a wait and see approach with Jordan personally, but I think Rodgers comes right back. He's inside my top 10. He's my number 8 quarterback.
All right, let's get to it. People got postseason questions. Tom is in Milwaukee. You got a question about wide receiver. By the way, everybody, it's an either or 1 out of 3. Don't give us 4 out of 7 or anything like that, or we're just going to hang up on you and make fun of you. There you go. Let's go to Tom. Tom, how are you doing?
Hi, how you doing there, Bill and Paul? I just got a just wide receiver. Who do you like? Devontae Adams. I got T.Y. Hilton, and I got Marvin Jones Jr. And I'll hang up and I'll listen. Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't overthink this one. I'm sticking with Adams. I especially don't like T.Y. Hilton. He goes out, he plays tonight. Terrible game tonight. Go see the Star Wars movie tonight. Go spend time with your family. Maybe you've always wanted to learn how to play backgammon. This is the night to do it because tonight's game is going to be awful. And T.Y. Hilton, you normally will move T.Y. Hilton left side, right side, into the slot, wherever they have to move him to find good matchups. But there's nowhere to move him when you're looking at Aqib Talib or Roby or Harris. All the cornerbacks are great. Hilton's is sitting on a very frustrating game tonight. Devontae Adams has been awesome. He's the number six wide receiver this week. Good matchup anyway. He's even before they kept the Carolina Panthers kept Stephon Diggs in check last week, but prior to that, Michael Thomas put up 70 yards and a score. Before that, Robbie Anderson put up 146 yards and two scores. 2 weeks before that, Julio Jones, 118 yards. So there's been a long series of number one wide receivers that have smoked Carolina, and Devontae Adams next.
This is from Cody, who tweets us and says, Chris Hogan, Mike Evans, or Josh Gordon, need one in a PPR.
Josh Gordon's our guy. And you guys saw what he could do last week. And I don't like him as much as I like last week's matchup because he's got Baltimore. It's a much better secondary, but they're without Jimmy Smith. And last week without Jimmy Smith, they got bludgeoned by Antonio Brown. Still, they've allowed a league low five touchdown passes. It's not an easy matchup. Josh Gordon was my number, I think, seven wide receiver last week. He drops down to number 13 here, but he's still my preferred choice out of those guys.
Got to Dylan in New Berlin on hold. Dylan, how you doing today, man? You got a question for Paul Charchi and shoot.
Yeah. Half point PPR, I need Jamal Williams or Deion Lewis.
I'm going to stick with it's close. And I love what Williams has done. And I thought we'd see more Aaron Jones. Did you not expect that we'd get more something closer to an even timeshare? Or did I read this thing wrong?
No, it was Jones was coming back from injury, and they, for whatever reason, just kind of saved him as the weapon till the end. But Jamal Williams has been both guys have earned it. I think you're going to see those guys split more time as we move forward.
I think so, too. Speaking of split time, that's the problem with Deion Lewis, right, is Rex Burkhead's getting the goal line carries. He's really eating into his numbers a bit. I've got Jamal Williams two spots higher, but it's a tough matchup. Panthers ranked fourth against the run. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher all year long. So you get a little something done through the air, and Williams has actually turned into a sneaky good pass-catching back. I didn't realize that he could catch as well as he can. And, you know, if he can chip in with four receptions, that'll help maybe get him to closer to 100 yards. So I've got Williams a couple spots higher.
Let's go back to it. Pat is in Oconomowoc. Pat, welcome to the program. What you got?
I need one of two in a PPR, Goodwin or Juju.
I love Marquise Goodwin this week. Great matchup. And by the way, Juju does come back from suspension as a quick note from where he's got him. But Marquise Goodwin goes up against Tennessee, and he has thrived with Jimmy Garoppolo. Over the last 3 weeks, he's averaging 95 yards per game. Now he faces a Titans defense that has struggled all season long. From weeks 1 through 11, they'd allowed the most touchdowns of wide receivers in the whole league, and only recently fell out of that spot because they played a bunch of teams that can't pass. But, yeah, Marquise Goodwin, great opportunity. My wide receiver 14 this week.
I got Dave listening to us in Waukesha. Dave, you got a question for Charge? Shoot.
Matt Ryan or Cam Newton?
You are going, I like them both, my number four and my number six quarterbacks, but you're going with Matt Ryan here. He goes up against Tampa Bay. They rank dead last against the pass. They're giving up 276 passing yards per game. Matt Ryan threw for 317 yards when these teams met 3 weeks ago, and he's topped 300 yards in four of his last five against Tampa, and they've got problems with injuries. They've got cornerback Vernon Hargraves, who didn't go last week, may not go this week. Same with safety Josh Robinson. Same with safety TJ Ward. All kinds of problems in the secondary. Matt Ryan, great play this week.
I got another one here. Matt is in Brookfield. Matt, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
How's it going? I got another quarterback question. Goff or Bortles? Both good matchups.
That was Roethlisberger or Bortles, I believe?
No, Goff.
Goff, Goff.
Goff. Okay, I heard Roth. I thought you were just kind of, you know, rolling your R's there. Okay, so it's Bortles and Goff. I've got them 11 and 13, and they're ranked obviously very closely. But Bortles' matchup is really good. Jaguars, they love to grind out wins on the ground, but Leo Fournette, there's a great chance he doesn't go. And listen to this,
go get Chris Ivory right now. Leonard Fournette is heading towards a game time decision. There's a coin flip chance he's not going to go, and Chris Ivory will be the lead back. That's a side story to this. But without Fournette, they'll pass even a little bit more, and the Texans are much better against the run than they are against the pass. They've given up the seventh most passing yards, fifth most touchdown passes, and they're freeing the reins on Bortles a lot more lately, I think. Jacksonville's trying to get Bortles to be a confident playoff quarterback, so they're asking to do more, and they're giving him more opportunities, throwing more. So we'll try Bortles here.
Got one here, and this is from Dan, who's like screaming please in all caps. He has Big Ben or Aaron Rodgers. He also wants you to know that he has Juju Smith-Schuster and Davante Adams.
I don't think that necessarily matters. I'm going to play Adams no matter what. And then Ben, it's such a good opportunity for him, my number two quarterback. And, you know, the Patriots just got carved up by Jay Cutler on Monday night. And prior to that, they've been a very good secondary. But it just doesn't matter when Ben is at home, and especially in the wintertime, he's so good. Over his last 10 November-December home games at Heinz Field, his average game, 360 yards and three touchdowns. Just so good at home. So let's stick with Ben Roethlisberger, my number two quarterback.
Let's go to Tom listening to us in Eau Claire. Tom, how you doing? You got a question? Shoot.
I have got DeMarco Murray or Frank Gore. I like the Murray matchup there, but Gore is coming off the big grind. What do you think?
I don't like either one. I mean, if Chris Ivory goes, seriously, pick up Chris Ivory right now, because he'll be ranked way higher than both of these guys if Fournette doesn't go. For Frank Gore, probably at his age, probably still tuckered out from the 36 carries they gave him last week in the blizzard. And he goes up against Denver, the number four ranked run defense. I can't advocate starting Frank Gore in this game. You've got to find somebody else.
Let's see here. Let's get one or two more in real quick. Tim is in Sussex. Tim, how you doing, man? What's going on? Tim. Oh, Tim drops. Let's try this. Let's go to Nick listening to us in McGuanago. Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a stack question. Do I stack Mike Davis with Russell Wilson and Baldwin, 1 point PPR, or do I go with C.J. Anderson?
Oh, those are my choices. C.J. Anderson has been getting a lot of work. Yeah, or Mike Davis. Anderson's been getting a lot of work lately, but he's doing nothing with it. He hasn't topped 78 yards since week four. He hasn't scored since week two. Matchup is neutral against a middle-of-the-road indie run defense, but C.J. Anderson's just producing nothing here. I'll try Mike Davis, my number 26 running back, which is still 20 spots higher than C.J. Anderson. Ugh.
There you go. And one more. This is off of Twitter. Steve says, Goff, Prescott, or Garoppolo?
That's my number 12, 13, and 14 quarterback, which is amazing. We are definitely in head-scratcher territory here. I'm going to take Prescott. On paper, the Raiders' secondary looks improved of late, but they played Alex Smith, Geno Smith, and Trevor Siemian over the last 3 weeks. And prior to that, the Raiders are just getting assaulted by every quarterback they faced. And Prescott's offensive line is healthy again. They've scored, I think, 34 and 35 points the last 2 weeks, and he's thrown five touchdowns, so I think Prescott is the right play here out of those guys. But again, you're really in close territory here with all three.
Always good, my friend. I know we got another week around the corner as people get into the championship games. Looking forward to it, and as we inch ever closer to us joining you in Minneapolis.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Yep. I really am.
Friend.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
There you go. That is our good friend, Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, Fanball.com. He has got it all.com going on. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.